Joining us right now by phone is our state senator from District 20, Rich Dreheim. Good morning, Senator. How are you today?
I am really good, Jeff. Thanks for having me.
Good. Did you have a good weekend?
You know, it was busy. We got some yard work done and worked a little bit, but yeah. It was good. How about yours?
Yeah, it was a good weekend. We did the same thing. Got a lot of yard work done. I actually spent some time watching the NFL draft. Are you a football fan?
I'm a huge football fan.
You know, I kind of thought that. I think we've talked about that before. Quick thoughts. What about those Minnesota Vikings? They got a lot of new guys. Are any of them any good, though?
You know, you never know with the draft, but I really like where they went right away. I thought they needed a good receiver. I think they got one. D-backs, they needed them. So I'm pretty excited. Aren't you?
Yeah, I am. You know, it'll be interesting to follow some new faces there. And hopefully they won't go down the tubes for a year or two while these guys develop. I think they've got the team that can do it. But let's talk about the other team that's in action right now, and that's our state legislature. You've been getting back to having, I guess, something close, similar to a schedule, not like you did before the shelter-in-place order went into effect. But are you meeting now? Is the legislative session picking up some type of rhythm and getting some stuff done?
Yeah, we've been meeting the last 2 weeks. Our normal, by state law, you have to meet every 3 days unless both bodies agree to a longer time off. So the House decided to take a couple weeks off and work on committee stuff. We've been meeting kind of that every 3 days. So every Monday and Thursday we go and they actually have session on the floor. And I think we mentioned that before. You know, nobody's there but us and maybe five staffers. And then you have people sitting in our normal seats and then both balconies, what we call the retiring room, and then about four or five other rooms. So we're really spread out. And about, I'd say, two-thirds show up. The rest can do it virtually. So it's totally different, but I think safe.
What about committee meetings and such? Are you able to meet with committees? Do you do that by some type of, you know, a distancing platform, Zoom, or whatever the case may be?
Yeah. Almost all of the hearings have been by Zoom. And that's totally different because you can't, it's harder to communicate between one another. We can do chat, of course, on there. And in fact, today we have an agriculture hearing. And, you know, the big thing lately, I guess, the last probably 10 days, the excess egg products. So you have, you know, milk being dumped in Wisconsin. You have down south, you have onions and other produce. There's no market for it. So they're just pretty much burying it. And then, of course, with the production plants, the slaughterhouses, if you will, being shut down, you have all this backlog of hogs in our area primarily, and some beef, but a huge problem because you can't really keep little piggies for too much longer after they reach their ideal weight.
What is there a solution for that from a legislative standpoint?
You know, that's a good question. I've talked to quite a few farmers about it, and we'll caucus it this morning. So the caucus would be, for those that don't know, the Republicans in the Senate meet and discuss bills, and we have a couple of people phoning in, they're zooming in to talk about that this morning, and then we'll bring it up at the hearing this afternoon on what the people in the industry think we should do, meaning farmers, the trade association, etc., and then of course what we've been hearing in our own districts.
We're talking once again with State Senator Rich Dreheim. You're on a number of committees. Is there much action on in the rest of them? Anything that's going to become legislation here in the next couple of weeks?
Well, the Jobs Economic Growth Committee, of course, is probably one of the busiest committees. And Northfield's own Commissioner Grove really did a great job putting together the self-employment 1099 type employee unemployment package. You know, it's hard to put a new program together for government, and they've been working 7 days a week trying to help people, because that's probably the number one thing that I get calls on are these people that have been off for like 2 months with no income. And they don't qualify for any of the traditional programs, and it's not their fault that their business was shut down. And they're hurting, not only financially, but emotionally. And so we had literally dozens of calls every day from people like that. So I'm glad this program's up and running. And I know the people in DEED, which is the department that oversees it, has been working night and day.
Senator, let's talk about the long-range things. What's coming up a little bit later on? The governor looks like he is opening some businesses somewhat slowly. I think a few more different sectors were able to open up today. Does the Senate or the legislature in general have any sway at this point? Is this all kind of the governor? I guess you can talk about opening up a few more sectors of business and industry, but is there much reception there?
No. In my opinion, it hasn't been. The commissioners have been. I talked to the commissioner of Department of Labor and Industry on Thursday. She's pretty involved, along with Commissioner Grove. And you know, we usually get the we'll take it back to the committee and talk about it. But you know, nothing seems to happen, because I do think the people that work in these industries know best. And, you know, how can they open up safely? And I think a lot of industries can. And then leave it up to the public. When I drive by a Menards or Home Depot, the parking lots are packed. Or a Walmart or a Hy-Vee, the parking lots are just packed. So why can't a Main Street shop be open? Limit the number of people come in, or require them to wear a mask, or whatever it is, depending on the industry. Let's figure out. I know air ventilation is something that they've talked to me about. They want to make sure companies are exchanging the air, which I think most do. So it's been very frustrating, because we have been kind of left out of the process. And during this state of emergency, you know, the governor and the commissioners have all the control. And then there's some people that question, you know, is it constitutionally correct to do what he's doing? And I don't think now is the time to talk about that. I think now we focus on helping people and getting everything open.
And the legislative session, just a few weeks left, you're getting down towards the end of it now. Do you think we're going to see a bonding bill come out of this legislative session?
You know, I do think we'll have one, but I don't think it'll be as big as what people wanted. I mean, I've heard numbers from $3 to $5 billion. You know, I think it'll be closer to what we have budgeted, what the state department says that we can afford, which is about $775 million. So quite a bit smaller than people mm-hmm. want, and you know, it's but we're going to be looking at probably 600,000 people unemployed in Minnesota here coming up in the next week or so. That's a lot of less revenue. There was articles this weekend about how much less gas revenue has been collected through the gas tax because people aren't driving. That's why the gas prices have gone down so much.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a ripple effect, and that's like people don't understand why are they burying onions down south, and it's because so much of the produce and the meat goes to restaurants and schools, and when all that closes down, and I have an event center, you know, I don't foresee that opening up this year. You know, we go through a lot of food when we have events. You know, we're cooking a lot of food from scratch, and when you're not open, you're not selling it. So, you know, it's going to trickle down to everywhere.
Now, some of the relief packages they have, are these coming out of the general budget? Is there enough money in there? Are these packages, would they be potentially part of a bonding bill as well?
You know, the relief, you know, that's one of the bills we have up on who gets to decide where that money gets spent. We have literally billions. I think just for broadband, I think there's four different pots of money coming to Minnesota on broadband from the feds. And where does that money go? Who decides where it goes? You know, does it go to the unserved people that doesn't have any internet? Or if it, does it go to people like me that are underserved? And during church yesterday, you know, 9:30 on a Sunday morning, you wouldn't think the internet would be really busy. But, you know, we sit and buffer watching church on a Sunday morning.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be interesting. But that's what we want. We want a say so the people can have a say. You know, we have hearings. We bring in people. People can testify on the subjects. And I think that's the best way to do legislation and to spend our hard-earned tax dollars. And so we have a bill to work on that this week.
Mm-hmm.
To try to get the process for the House and the Senate to have a say on these billions coming from the federal government.
Senator Rich Graheim is our guest. Senator, is there anything else you'd like to mention before we let you go?
No, it looks like another good week, and make sure you guys are taking care of your neighbors and checking in with them. I think everybody should be outside, hopefully, this week after the rain today. But thank you, Jeff. I appreciate it, and thank you for all your hard work.
Yeah, thanks for joining us. We certainly appreciate you. State Senator Rich Graheim, District 20, State Senator. We join him every Monday during the legislative session at this time. Coming up in just a moment or so will be Terry with a look at local news. Here's the latest from around the state from MNN.